This is absolutely fantastic of what God is doing. You know, I remember growing up in India as a young man, watching Uncle Dinakaran. I was myself and my family, and ever since was my desire to one day, you know, just meet this amazing man of what God has been doing in his life. And we actually had him here. It was actually Rob and Heidi who, through their connection, we had Uncle D.J. Dinakaran here in 2003. And I was told by the Canadian director that they actually have a DVD on that. And he had some prophetic word back then. He was known for his prophetic word. He's absolutely outstanding. And he was outstanding. And I remember Dr. Paul Dinakaran, when he was here just not too long ago, when they had their conference, he gave a word of knowledge to a lady from our church who had, she had something wrong with her brain, and she had gone through surgery, and her hair wasn't growing. And God said to her, and God told Dr. Paul that, you know, you're going to, her hair is going to grow. This lady actually was quite shy to come forward, but she came and talked to me later on and said, I'm the one who got that hair started growing on my head. You know, so the Holy Spirit is doing some amazing stuff through this brother. You know, he's been absolutely traveling around the world. And we actually have a DVD. If you have that DVD to ready to go, Jason is ready to go, guys. So whenever you're ready, if you want to roll that DVD, there's a little presentation of what Jesus Calls Ministry does around the world. So roll it whenever you're ready. Thank you, Jesus. Well, how about we count 3 to 1? There you we go.
He's turning your sorrow into
Nancy.
My name is Nancy. I've had stomach problems for over a year.
From head to foot, Nancy, the Holy Spirit is coming upon you and giving you brand new organs.
And I felt better.
The Holy Spirit shows me there is somebody, a young man who has come out of prison who is in this crowd. My young brother, your name is Naveen.
Mera naam hai Naveen. 6 tarikh ko maine jail pe chala gaya murder case mein.
But still, those guilt and oppressions are following you, Naveen. But tonight, Jesus is coming. Permanently, you can come out of your cell. Jesus has delivered you.
Let all the boils disappear right now.
When Sister Evangeline was praying, the boils all were healed right now. Change their tongues right now.
Shuki Jai. This is the first time she's speaking.
Hallelujah. Open the eyes of everybody now.
From childhood he was unable to see. And tonight as you were praying, the Lord touched him. As
Jesus has given him new eyes. Those who cannot walk, let them walk.
She's
walking. Praise God. Can jump. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Father, save your people from the hands of the devil.
You have saved me from suicide.
That is the Jesus who loves you.
Jesus Calls Ministries fulfills its mission with the able support of its 21 areas of ministry. Prayer Tower, praying for the nation's welfare. Prayer Warriors are praying around the clock to render service to the people who seek help through their telephone calls, letters, and email. People who approach the Prayer Towers directly receive healing through their mind and body. To make this possible, Jesus Calls is running 27 Prayer Towers all over India and 8 more Prayer Towers abroad. Our warriors have been praying for God's children 24 hours a day since 1983.
The Jesus Calls Prayer Tower in Delhi, next to the seat of Parliament.
Jesus Calls Media Ministry. The Jesus Calls Media Ministry brings God's love and compassion into the homes of millions in more than 16 Indian channels and in 14 languages. Jesus Calls produces 1,800 programs per month, both in commercial and Christian channels throughout the world, as well as running its very own 24-hour channel. Rainbow TV is on the air broadcasting in the Middle East and in European countries. Karunya University. Dr. Paul Dinikran established Karunya University. The university strives for academic excellence and scientific research for humanitarian development. More than 8,500 students are learning under the Divine Provident. This well-equipped technological university is engaged in raising Daniels and Josephs to serve humanity. Sisha. Dr. Paul Dinikran runs Sisha through the social arm of Jesus Calls to care for the widow, destined orphans, and the old age, as well as those affected by disasters and natural calamities. Sisha runs rehabilitation centers as well as community hospitals. This organization enables these people to sustain themselves and train others to bring light into others' lives as well.
The Lord told me, now a new era begins. It is to prepare the world for the second coming of Jesus Christ. You will see.
God is going to give the authority to prophesy God's plan for the rulers.
Lord, make him a central minister with a good portfolio, Lord.
Subodh Khan Sahai gets sworn in as a union cabinet minister, the one representative from Jharkhand.
Choose Jesus. Choose Jesus. I choose you, Lord.
This is Jesus Calls and much more.
Let's give Jesus a shout for that. What an amazing ministry God has given them. It's absolutely fantastic. Dr. Paul Dinikran has invited our founding pastor, John Arnott, this November and December to come and speak at his university, where you heard it says 8,500 residential students. And I believe 40% of them do not believe in Jesus yet because they're from different communities in which they have opened the doors. So it's an absolutely fantastic ministry that they have. How about we all stand and honor this man for what God has done through this man. And we believe that God will bless us. So Dr. Paul, please come. I also want to honor Sister Evangeline, you know, his dear wife. And their two daughters. How about we give it a nice big round of applause, friends, for what they're doing in this thing. So, Dr. Paul, we are absolutely delighted to have you at Catch the Fire Toronto. And we're believing that you're going to have an amazing word for us tonight.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a great joy for me to be with you this evening. I've always been blessed coming here. I've been catching not a cold, but a fire. Every time I come here. Last year, same time, when I ministered for the first time here, God opened my eyes and showed me the ministry that I have in Canada. And following that, we had a 3-day prophetic seminar here, and we had a glorious time. And even today, before I came here, something glorious happened. And it was another milestone that opened this evening at 4 o'clock for the Jesus Calls ministry. It's amazing how God has blessed this place, blessed this ministry to open doors for each one whom He has called. And those doors can never be shut by any devil or any man. And those of you who are here, going through the school, you must know God is opening the door that He has planned for your life, and no man can shut it. You are in the right place. And even tonight, I know many of you have closed doors, and you feel you are before a closed door and a wall which you cannot cross over. But tonight, God is going to open that door. And from now on, that door can never be closed. It can never be shut. You will keep running and running and running and running. And the whole world is going to be open for you. The devil tried to close the door, but God has opened it tonight. I have had that experience this evening but I know it's coming to you. So go forth and catch the fire and spread the fire around the world. Even tonight, I'm so grateful to Pastor Faustin and Sister Marina for their great love, and Pastor Ramesh and Sister Elsie. I met them accidentally, but I think it was God's plan. The first day when I came to Canada, according to God's leading, I was staying in a hotel, and next day was Sunday morning, and my wife and I wanted to go to church, but we didn't know where. So we came down, and a friend of ours, whom we knew several years before, accidentally saw us. And he said, "There is a church going on right in this hotel." I said, "What a great joy. God bless this church." And I said, "No one would know me." And we went incognito inside. But thank God, a pastor and a dear sister welcomed us with great love. She was at the door welcoming us as if she knew us for many years. I said, "What love of the Lord they have. Praise God, they welcome the strangers with great love." But then they introduced me, even though I didn't know them. And I said, "My God, we are with friends." And God encouraged us through that and opened the door for us as we launched into Canada. And we are amazed to see the faith that is here and God's love that is here. And it's not you walking with Jesus. Tonight the Holy Spirit told me that Jesus is so happy that you have chosen to walk with him. More than you being happy that Jesus is walking with you, Jesus is so happy that you have chosen to walk with him. You do not know the joy that he has over you. He is rejoicing over you. There's a beautiful verse which says, the Lord says, "I am rejoicing over you. I am rejoicing over you." It is that rejoicing which brings joy in our hearts. It's not we feeling the joy of the Lord and saying, "Let the joy come, let the joy come." No, it's making our daddy happy. And daddy's joy is the joy that comes into our hearts, which is our strength. It is Jesus rejoicing over you. Jesus is rejoicing over you. Don't worry whether anyone rejoices over you in this world or anyone does not rejoice over you. But remember, your Father rejoices over you because you love him. You have chosen to walk with him. You have chosen to walk with him. His love is an unfailing love. Shall we look up to him and tell him, "Lord, I love you because you love me. You have loved me with an everlasting love, unworthy as I am." Shall we sing together? "I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Sweet sound in your ears. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. My heart is beating for you, Lord. Beating to fulfill your will. Beating to walk according to your will. Let it bring joy to you, Lord. Joy to you. Joy over me. Joy over me. Shall we sing it together? The presence of God is here. I see a name, Martha. Martha, you have humbled yourself to the dust. Even though you have lost many, many precious things in your life. You cried so much. Nobody is able to comfort you. But you have trusted in the Lord. Remembering how Jesus cried on the cross to comfort you. You have said, Lord, my tears are nothing. My losses are nothing compared to your sacrifice. I'll trust you. Martha, God heals you right now. Your organs are becoming new right now by the love of Jesus that is flowing into you. Everything that has been eaten by the diseases in your body is being recreated by the power of the Holy Spirit right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. There's somebody who is afflicted with fits and convulsions. God heals your brain right now. The blood flow is being healed by the power of God. Nancy, God touches you right now. You have believed in the Lord and in every word that He has spoken. You have claimed His promises. God touches you and strengthens you. You are rising up. Every deficiency is leaving you right now. God's life is coming to you right now. Master, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There are many with financial troubles. The Holy Spirit tells me He has tested you so far. He has tried your faith and your faithfulness. But tonight He is moved with compassion. You will see miracles from today. The Lord will show Himself as the one who is the one who gives you riches according to His glory. It's coming right now. The treasures that are hidden are coming to you right now. From today you will see every sufficiency coming to you. Every sufficiency. Everything shall be sufficient. Everything shall be perfected. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Jesus. The glory of God is coming upon you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Shall we sing together? I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Sweet, sweet sound in your ears. The
Holy Spirit is still moving. Gloria. Gloria. God touched you right now. Heavens are open to you. The glory of God is coming upon you, Gloria. Rise up. You are being strengthened by the power of God. Like Elijah, you shall run faster, and you shall touch the lives of the kings and the leaders and anoint them for the sake of the kingdom of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You shall speak, and things shall come forth, Gloria. It shall come to life. Rise up and receive the grace from the Lord. The glory of God is coming upon you. No more humiliation. You shall be an honored person in life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every bondage is being broken right now. Literally, my friends, Jesus Christ, who sets you free, he is coming. Truly, he shall set you free tonight. The sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Every weakness in your spirit is being set free. Is being set free. Josh, God touched you right now. You know that weakness that you're struggling with. God touches you and releases you right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Master, the glory of God is here. I'm so grateful to you because you're with us. You're visiting every family right now. Family by family, God's power is coming upon every family right now. The powers of darkness, the evil powers that have been working against the families are being chased away by the Holy Spirit. Literally, the breath of God is coming into every family. The same breath with which he created man, and the power with which he created the woman, is coming upon the families right now. Literally, the breath of God is coming into every home. Thank you, Jesus. God's life, God's life, resurrection is coming into every family. Some of you say, it feels like my family is going to crumble and fall. No. Right now, the life-giving power of Jesus and the breath of God is coming into your home. And resurrection power is coming to unite the home and to prosper it with his power. Denzel, God touched you right now. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit is coming upon you. Denzel, you shall prophesy. And the dead bone shall come back to life. The glory of God is coming upon you, and the prophetical word is coming upon you. You shall speak the word of God. God is strengthening you in the families to prophesy over your own family, your own wife, your own son, your own daughter, your own husband, and they shall come back to life. That's how God is empowering you right now. I see somebody's kidney being healed by the power of God right now. Hip being healed right now. Thank you, Jesus, for healing. Holy Spirit, you're recreating these organs right now. Anna, God touched you right now. Mercy, God touched you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your power is falling upon your children right now. Empowering right now. Empowering everybody. No more weakness. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The release is coming. Shall we praise him? Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We love you, Holy Spirit. Great grace is descending upon each one right now. God's love is flowing upon us right now. Just give him all the glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Not by our strength anymore, but by your love. You're making everybody more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. More than a conqueror.
open doors. Shall we all confess and thank God for the open doors that He is setting before us tonight? I am setting before you an open door, and no man can shut it. No woman can shut it. Lift up your hands and praise God right now. Give Him all the glory. Let His banner be lifted up as your hands are lifted up. And the victory is won. Moses and Joshua lifted their hands. There was great victory for the Israelites. Lifting up and taking the victory in Jesus' name. And give Him the glory. Give Him the glory. Shall we sing together? Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. His truth is marching on. Father, we thank You because You're with us, Lord. Continue to reveal Your will through Thy word to us tonight. Let everybody's tears be wiped away tonight. Let everybody see the release and experience it tonight. Let them go forth with joy. Not even one person should have tears on their eyes tonight, Lord. You are with us. You're a God who wipes away our tears. Do it for everyone tonight. And be honored through us, Lord. In Jesus' name. We humbly pray. Amen. Praise God. Tonight the Lord told me that He is going to heal our bodies. But before we go over to listen to God's word, there is an urgent prayer request. One of our dear sisters, Sister Idris, met with an accident and she's in the hospital right now. Shall we pray for 1 minute that God will touch her and resurrect her right now? Even as I was praying now, somehow her name was coming to me. I didn't announce it. Because I know her very closely. She's the one who decorates our Jesus Calls prayer tower. And she has her own business. But she spends a lot of time in praying for other people. I know her very well. So as her name was coming, even as I was praying, I should ask for God's forgiveness. I didn't announce it. But her name has been written. And I never expected this. Shall we pray in one accord for this saintly lady? Father, as a church we pray that You will resurrect Your servant, Lord. It breaks our heart to hear that she is suffering and struggling, Lord. Resurrect her bones. Resurrect her tissues. Let every organ become 100% normal by the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, please, please, let it be a miracle, Lord. Even as the doctors are treating her, let them see the miracle right before their eyes, Lord. The healer appearing by our sister's side and recreating those organs and making her 100% whole. We believe you're doing it, Lord. We believe in your love for her, Lord. We believe in your love for her. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. If there's anyone who is here who is praying for their loved one who is in the hospital, we pray that you will appear by their side in the hospital bed or by their sick bedside and resurrect them tonight. Resurrect them tonight. Tomorrow morning we should hear the good news that they are 100% well, Lord. 100% well, Lord. 100% well. There's somebody praying for their mother. God touches her right now. Thank you, Jesus. You are a God of mercy, Lord. Resurrect them, Lord. We bind every evil power. We bind every spirit of evil that is against these people who are serving you, Lord. And we cast them out in Jesus' name. And Holy Spirit, take total control of their lives, Lord. You will be glorified. You will be glorified through them. We believe you. We believe you. In Jesus' name, we humbly pray. Amen. Amen. This evening, the Lord told me that he is going to exhibit his healing power in a supernatural way. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 34, the Bible says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power. And God was with him. And then he went about doing good and delivering those who were oppressed of the devil. Oppressed of the devil. You see, here the Bible says God anointed him with the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit came upon him, God was with him. My father came upon this verse as he was crying for God to do miracles, miracles, miracles. He said, Lord, you must show yourself as God. Only then my people will believe. And then God opened his eyes to this verse. And God said, my son, if I needed the Holy Spirit for God to be with me, I am God in flesh. But if God had to be with me, I needed the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit, according to John 14:20, who brings Jesus in us and brings us into Jesus and brings Jesus in God. Jesus says, I in you and you in me and I in the Father. On that day, you will realize. What is that day? When the Holy Spirit fills you. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is nothing but Jesus coming into us and Jesus taking us into him and Jesus in the Father. That is the supernatural experience. So, when God was with Jesus and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he went about doing good and delivering those who were oppressed of the devil. Jesus loved to deliver those who were oppressed of the devil. And again, when somebody came and told him, Jesus, go away from this place. I think it's Luke 13:34. Jesus said, even if Herod wants to kill me, I am not going to go from this place. Today and tomorrow, I will cast out devils. Heal the sick. And then on the third day, I'll be finished. In one translation, it says, I'll be perfected. Jesus loves to heal the sick. He loves to cast out devils. He loves to do it. He said, even if the king of this world, Herod, wants to kill me, I am not afraid. I will give my life to bring healing to people. The Lord appeared to my father and said, my son, you know, of all the things that I love to do in this world, the greatest thing was to heal the people. Jesus loves to heal the people. He loves to heal the brokenhearted. He loves to heal the physically sick. He loves to heal the families. He loves to heal the hunger of the people who are hungry. And he loves to heal those who mourn. And he loves to drive devils. Amen. When our daughter Sharon was just 8 years old, she would stand on the platform and face the 200,000 people who would come to our meetings. And she would sing along with her brother, Sam. And after they finished singing, she would take the mic, 8 years old, and she would pray for the Holy Spirit to come upon the people. And all that she could say was, "Lord, bless them, bless them, bless them." And you know, the 200,000 people would be filled with the Holy Spirit. And automatically we would see the demons rolling on the ground. I'm sorry, the people with the demon powers rolling on the ground. And they would be delivered. So before I could go to the mic, she would finish my job. I would only go and take testimonies. And my father always used to say, even at the age of 8, she has a degree already. She has a DD. DD means not Doctor of Divinity, but Demon Driver. Praise God. That's what God is going to do for you. He's going to heal your diseases. And he's going to use you to bring healing to other people. Tonight he's going to expose the devil who brings these sicknesses. Of course, sickness comes because of many reasons. But it's all formed by Satan. My father had a supernatural experience many, many, many years ago, nearly 40 years ago, as the Lord took him to heaven once. You can read about all these experiences in his book and in his DVD called Insight into Heaven. Dr. Pat Robertson, who wrote the foreword, says, "I've never seen anybody going to heaven and coming back, or having seen heaven and living to say, talk about it. But here is a man who has gone to heaven several times and come back alive." And those are the experiences that are in this book, Insight into Heaven. Once the Lord took him to heaven and spoke to him and showed him all the plans that he has and what he has to do. You know, to whom much is given, much is expected. If Jesus takes you to heaven at any time, you know you have a hard task ahead of you. When God tells you something, build a university, it'll be wonderful. And he will tell the angels, he will tell the saints, "Here is a faithful man who does everything according to my will." And when the vision is complete and you come back, you will have hell all around you. And it's going to be the toughest time in your life. So it's nice to say, "Lord, take me to heaven, show me visions. I want the Holy Spirit to come and Jesus to come, the angels to come and visit me." It's all good. But then after that, you have a task ahead of you, my brother, my sister, and to whom much is given, much is expected. We cannot just get away just by prophesying and saying, "God gave me a word," and then go away. No, such people are lazy servants. The people with the one talent who just prophesy and want to go. But the people who get 5 talents more, 2 talents more, who are they? They prophesy what God shows them, and they kneel and cry and work and fight the works of the devil and the works of man and sacrifice themselves and make those prophecies come true. Make those prophecies come true. God needs such people. And upon such people, he will pour his love. He will set his love upon him and he will deliver him in times of trouble. He will set him on high and honor him. Psalm 91, 14 and 15. Many times we claim Psalm 91 and say it doesn't work. It'll not work just by saying it. You have to do it. When God gives you a word, cling on to it and fulfill all that God speaks to you. Fast and pray for it to happen. Work for it to happen. Sacrifice for it to happen. Every prophet of God, as you see in the scriptures, Jeremiah, when God gave him the word, Was it easy? He had to beat himself. He had to lose his wife. He had to tear his clothes. He had to be thrown into the prison for that word to come alive. For that word to come alive. I don't say it's going to happen to everybody. But to whom much is given, much is expected. This is the way for prophecy to be fulfilled in your life and through your life. Tonight the Lord told me, are you going through much sorrow and pain? You may say, God spoke to me, brother. And I was trying to do what God asked me to do. But I'm going through much suffering. You may ask, did God really speak to me? Yes, God spoke to you. The suffering and the sacrifice that you're going through is the sign that God has spoken to you. And when that period is over, when God has seasoned you, you will come forth as gold. No devil can ever touch you after that. Millions will follow you. You saw the crowds, 500,000 people, 300,000 people. They do not come just because our names are put there. They come because by the grace of God, our blood has been shed on that land. We have gone through the worst in life. Death, criticism, financial troubles. God would speak and we would announce to the world, this is what God wants us to do and this is the great things that are going to happen in the world. But before it happens, the man of God, the woman of God has to be seasoned for the world to be blessed. Are you going through such agony? You have prophesied, but after the prophecy, you are seeing whole hell breaking loose in your life. Don't be afraid. It is through that the prophecy that God gave you will be fulfilled. And when it happens, that door that God opened for you through that prophecy will never be shut. No man can shut it. You need not do anything after that. Miracles will automatically follow. People will automatically follow. The word of God will automatically flow through you. Money will automatically come. And God's mercy to keep you humble also will be upon you. You need not do anything. You'll have 100 times for every loss that you go through for the sake of Christ. Matthew 19, 29 and 30. Peter asked Jesus, Lord, we have left everything and followed you. What will we get? Jesus said, for everything that you have sacrificed for my name, houses or lands or wife or children, for you to fulfill my will, whatever you have sacrificed, I will give you 100 times along with the tribulation, and I will give you eternal life. Heaven is always ready for you. That's the greatest blessing one can ever have. You will never feel guilty. You'll be ready to meet the Lord anytime. When you go to bed, you will say, Lord, I'm going to bed, I'm going to sleep. I don't know whether I'll get up in this world, but I know I'm ready. I can come to you at any time. I'm driving my car. I know I'm ready. I'm going home. I know I'm ready. That's the greatest joy one can ever have. Ready for heaven. At any time. The joy of heaven. You will have 100 times. I never prepared to speak this, but I'm saying this by the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe this word is for you. Your suffering is not for long. After he has tried you, you will come forth as gold. I see that many of you here, not just few, many of you, will influence thousands and thousands of people. And especially the demon powers will tremble before you. They can never touch you or your home. They can never touch you or your business. They can never touch you or your family. They can never touch you or your body. Some of you are really struggling in your bodies. The time is coming. You may have incurable diseases. Or the doctors may say, I don't know why you're suffering. Or you may say, I don't know why I'm suffering. None of my diets are working. doesn't matter. You're going through it because God wants to use you to bring healing to thousands of people. The doors are opening. Just hold fast. Tonight is the night of deliverance. The Lord told me tonight is the night of healing in your soul, your mind, your body. But your spirit has to be healed first. The Bible says a broken spirit, who can heal? If your spirit is healed, you can experience healing in everything. Tonight, the Lord has come to you. He is healing your spirit. The Lord showed me this tonight, that every type of attacks of the devil is going to be healed. As I said, my father had an experience in heaven. And after his experience in heaven, the Lord called an angel and he said, take him to hell on the way. And as he was taken to hell, he saw Satan's throne. Of course, the Bible says the Lord has power over the heavens and also under the earth and above the earth and in the heavens. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows. So he can make, 1 Samuel 2:6 says, he can make anybody go down into hell, anybody to rise up out of hell. And so it's not that the devil has total control over the world, total control over hell. Jesus Christ has all the power. And he's the God of the dead, and he's the God of the... Can I hear it? He is the God of the living, and he is the God of the dead. And he has absolute control over hell also, over the evil powers also. And the angel took him. Of course, hell never could recognize him or see him. Many people say, brother, can the devil see what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, what I'm preaching? Two preachers were going in the train one day, and a younger preacher was preparing so hard in the train. And the older preacher said, hey man, what are you trying to do? He said, sir, I have to preach tomorrow morning, Sunday morning. I'm praying and travailing for a message. And the old preacher said, heartily he laughed. He said, look at this fellow preparing to preach tomorrow morning. Praying to preach tomorrow morning. Don't prepare, man, because the devil can look over your shoulders and be ready for you then tomorrow morning when you preach. Look at me. When I stand up to preach, even the good Lord will not know what I am going to preach. Many people say the devil can see this and see that. No, you are under grace. You shall not be condemned. You shall not be condemned. When you are under grace, you are protected. You may be weak, but the grace of God will strengthen you. Don't be afraid. God is a God of compassion. He is a Father of compassion. All of us fall 7 times, but yet God's mercy comes. James 3:2. We fall in many, many things. We fail in many, many things. But God's mercy comes. Jonah was in the belly of the fish. He had disobeyed God. He had not gone where God wanted him to go. But God said, I've trained this fellow. I've anointed this fellow. If I leave him, I also don't have anybody else. So let me have mercy on him. Let me allow him to be in the belly's fish for some time. My father had an experience. He met Jonah once in heaven. And of course, my father was going through great trials, and God would take him to heaven and encourage him. And Jonah said, Mr. Dinakaran, you're not like me. You're walking in the right path. But look at me, I went away from the Lord. But as I was in the belly of the fish, the digestive juices of the fish would come to digest me. And I would cry. You read that in Jonah 2:3. He says, I cried from the depths of the seas, and you heard me, Lord. You heard me, Lord. And he said, when he would cry and the digestive acids would try to burn and digest him, from the other side he would see, literally, physically, the grace of God would come and cover him up. Cover him up. And the digestive acids would never be able to digest him. The digestive acids of this world can never digest the grace of God. It shall make you live. It shall make you live. You are under grace. You shall never be condemned. You shall never be condemned. Don't be afraid. And as he saw hell, he saw Satan seated on a throne. And you know, it was exactly as the throne of God. If you read Isaiah 5 and verse 14 and Ezekiel 28 and verse 14. I'm sorry, Isaiah 28 and verse 14 to 16. Isaiah 28, 14 to 16. And Ezekiel 14, 12 and 12 to 15. You read that Satan, as he was the mighty cherub Lucifer, who was along with God, said, I will put my throne above the throne of God. He wanted to have a throne exactly like the throne of God and be above the throne of God. And today, he sits on a throne exactly as the throne of God. The same throne, the same way he sits with majesty. And my father was surprised. As he looked at Lucifer, Satan, he didn't have horns, he didn't have a big tongue. He was the most beautiful person. That's why he can speak so beautifully and tempt anybody. His beauty is so great. Everybody falls for him and his angels. And he was seated on the throne, but one thing was missing. There was a difference between the throne of God and the throne of Satan. God sits in a marvelous light in which no man can enter. But Satan is surrounded by gloom and darkness. As he fell from the throne of God, from the side of the throne of God, according to Jude and verse 6 and 2 Peter 2, 4, he was bound with chains of darkness. Darkness surrounds him. And he was discussing with his ministers. My father saw that there were several departments in hell. Just like you have the transportation department here, irrigation department here, and energy department here, finance department here in the governments. There are departments in hell also. My father was surprised. Department of sin, department of sickness, department of family troubles, department of war, department of tsunamis. And they continuously do research as to what they should bring one after the other into the world. And he looked at these demons who control these departments. They were terrible. Especially the sickness department. Devil was terrible to look at. Horrible. That's why you see his face reflected in the bodies which are so sick. And Satan was talking to them. Yes, indeed. Many, many things the angel showed him. But finally, as the angel said, now it's time to go. He said, look at the fun. When he whispered the name Jesus in the air in hell. And the name Jesus went through the air in hell. And as it went, everywhere the demons stood up. They were on their toes. They were jumping. And Satan stood up. And you know what they said?
all said the same thing. Has Jesus come back? Has Jesus come back? Has he come back to bind us forever? To bind us forever. That's the cry and the fear of Satan and his angels. More than we are anxious for Jesus to return and to keep ourselves holy to prepare for it, Satan also is anxious. And the angel of God said, "My son, Dinakaran, see how the whisper of the name of Jesus makes the whole hell tremble." Makes the whole hell tremble. Just a whisper. This name is upon your forehead. Revelation 21:4 says, "This name is upon your forehead." Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? What great joy. Revelation 12 and verse 10 says, "They overcame by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb." You have the name of Jesus on your forehead. And they overcame by the word of their testimony. What is the thing that can bind the powers of darkness today? There's only one thing: the word of their testimony. What is the word of testimony? If you read Revelation 19:10, the Bible says, "The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus." Is the testimony of Jesus. As the demon powers are working hard to find evils to be sent into the world, the only solution to bind these works of the devil is the word of prophecy. What is the word of prophecy? It's the testimony of Jesus. The Bible says God sent his word and created the world. And that word is Jesus. So even today, as God gives us the word, it is the plan that he has for the nations. It is the plan that he has for people. It is the plan that he has for you and me. So that word comes to us through prophecy. The Holy Spirit comes and makes us prophesy. That's why when the Holy Spirit is with us, God is with us. And the God is nothing but the Word. And the Word of God comes through us. The plan of God for catch the fire comes through the prophetical Word of God. The plan of God for your life is already planned by God in heaven. Hebrews 4:3 says, the works of God are already finished, even before the foundation of the world. But the problem is we don't wait to hear the word of God. Thank God today, as I walked in, I was taken to the prayer room. And every word that was spoken through prophecy, through you saints of God who prayed for us, it was a real confirmation of the things that we have been seeking the Lord for. And I know when that word came, that word was not just to give us pleasure and joy. That word was to create Jesus in us. Create the plan of God in our lives. It's planting the word of, planting the plan of God and planting Jesus himself in us. And that's how Jesus increases within us. When we say, "Lord, increase in me, anoint me, more anointing." It's not some physical experience that you have. It is Jesus increasing within you. And he increases through his word. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, "By the Spirit we are transformed from glory to glory into his image." And as this prophetical word, which is the plan of God for our lives, keeps coming to us through the Holy Spirit, We are transformed from glory to glory. And finally, we become like Jesus. We are ready for rapture. We are ready for rapture. And 1 John 4:17 says, as he is in heaven, so are we in this world. That's why we open our hearts to his word. And when God's word comes into us, when Jesus comes into us, the Bible says in Luke 10:18, Satan falls as lightning. Automatically, Satan falls out of our lives. Automatically, Satan falls out of our families. When a prophetical word comes through us for our family, and we speak that prophetical word, the plan of God for our children who are away from God and under Satan's control, Jesus comes into them through that prophetical word, and Satan falls as lightning. When we speak that prophetical word that God gives us for our nation, now it is all the more necessary as the elections are very near and the nation is awaiting to receive a prime minister who can either build the families and people as God's people or destroy it. One man, one woman. We need this prophetical word for the nation of Canada. I'm praying sincerely. I've started praying. I know God is going to give you the word. Who should be elected? What should be the policies? It should be in line with God's policies for Canada. And it is God's people who are given that word. And as you speak that word and pray and pray and pray for that word to be fulfilled, it'll come upon the person whom God has chosen. And God would give you an open door, which no man can shut, for you to go and anoint that leader, anoint that MP who is to win the election, and put that plan of God into them. And Satan shall fall, and God's will shall be established in the nation. You will see it coming upon you tonight. That grace will come upon you tonight. It'll open, and you will prophesy, you will pray, and God will open the door for you, maybe or may not, for you to anoint that person who is to rule the country. And yet it'll come upon them. And when it comes, Satan shall fall, and there'll be healing in the land. This grace is coming upon you. God needs an Anna. God needs a Simeon, who were in the church, in the temple, praying, and who brought God into this world as Jesus through their prophecy. And no devil could stop Jesus bringing redemption to humanity. It was the prophecy of these two people and the prayer that they prayed for years together. But we have only a few days left for the nation of Canada. And that grace has to come upon us right now. When that word comes, no devil can stand before you. You shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. That's why the Bible says, your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Amen. The Lord showed me 7 devils which Mary Magdalene had, which had to be chased away, after which she became a servant of God, carrying the word of God to the disciples. Luke 8:2 says, Jesus delivered her from 7 devils. I don't have time. I'm just going to read through the list as the Holy Spirit showed me how Satan operates to bring destruction through a person, and how the Holy Spirit operates through prophecy to overcome it, and uses a human being to bring Jesus into a life and into a nation. Firstly, the evil spirits bring sin. 1 John 2:16, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And truly, if you read 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 3, it says, this son of perdition is called the man of sin. It's a person, the man of sin. I was amazed to read that verse, 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Literally, that man of sin comes and lives in a human being, and that person becomes a sinner. Automatically, people say, I don't know why I'm sinning. I don't know how to get out of it. That man of sin is in that person. And the only way is, Jesus says, in my name you will cast out devils. That man of sin goes. And secondly, sickness. Mark 9:17-25. Sickness. Deaf and dumb spirit. When the deaf and dumb spirit was chased out by Jesus, that person was made whole. Sometimes the doctors will say, I don't know what is the reason. I'm not able to find the reason. But yet you are sick. You say you are sick. And they will send you to a psychologist. They have to send you to catch the fire, to drive that devil out. And that person will be healed. I see that happening all the time in our meetings. One lady said, I have terrible stomach pain. She was wriggling on the floor. And she had just been brought from the hospital. And they said, we don't know why she is sick. The doctors are unable to find out. All the MRI, CT scan, nothing is able to reveal it. I said, bring her here. And even before she could come, she was manifesting. She was saying, no, don't take me to that man. There's a fire burning. I was happy in the spirit when I heard the devil testify. I said, in Jesus' name, your devil leave her. And I had compassion on that person. It is the compassion which heals the sick. It's not your shouting, not your anger over that devil, or anger over that person saying, you have done some sin, that's why the devil has come into you. No, you be angry with the devil. And Jesus Christ has already paid the price on the cross for that person. And all you have to do is love them as Jesus loves them. The compassion of Christ will fill you and you will say, your devil, leave her. Lord, have compassion on my sister who is suffering. Just one word, you don't even need to touch them. The devil knows. The devil can see your heart of love, whether you have a heart of love or whether you're trying to do things with your faith and pride. No. Just love. And the Father gives you that love. And as you just say, in Jesus' name, your devil leave, it'll leave. It happened. That lady rose up and she was whole. A mother brought her daughter once, several years ago. That girl was having hiccups. And as she came in, I thought she's going to lose her life and said, I was praying, Lord, let her not die here. Because I was working in the office when they brought her. And I had very little anointing because I was looking at the finances of the Jesus Calls ministry that day. When you look at the finances, you don't have anointing. But you need the anointing all the time. So they came and sat and they said, this girl is like this. They were not Christians. They were far away. And she didn't speak the language that I spoke. She never knew English. And she said, somebody told me if I bring her to you, she'll be healed. I had a translator. So I said, that's all right. I'll pray. And I went and just laid hands and said, Lord, heal her. Let her be well. Nothing happened. I tried again. Nothing happened. Then fear gripped my soul. I went and sat down and I said, oh Lord, if she's not healed, what will this lady go and say to those people who sent her? She'll say, you send me to Paul Dinakaran. Nothing happened. I said, Lord, if there's anything wrong in my life, forgive me, Lord. I prayed the sinner's prayer over and over again. That's what happens when you don't have love. But then I said, Lord, help me. Help me. Thank God for the Holy Spirit who helps us in our weaknesses. And the Holy Spirit came and he just showed me beads, several beads, you know, what they wear on the neck, colorful beads. And I opened my eyes. You know, when you're filled with God's love and the Holy Spirit, You become like a lion. The fear is not there. You know the mind of God. And God speaks to you and you are sure. And I asked the mother, is she tying beads? Is there a chain she is wearing? I had the translator asking her. She said, yes. Somebody did some magic for her to be healed. And I put the beads on her hip. I said, this is my restroom. Get in there and get the beads out. And they took her in. And when she came, she was 100% healed. 100% healed. I didn't have to pray for her. I was more than overjoyed. More than the mother and the daughter who were jumping up. I said, thank you, Lord, for your mercy. One word from God. That's all we need. That's all we need. Satan falls as lightning. That grace is coming upon us tonight. And thirdly, he comes to kill and to destroy. John 10:10. You see, I've seen the top actors, the top musicians earning millions of dollars. Suddenly you get a news. They have put their gun to their head and they have shot themselves dead. Or they have jumped from the high story and killed themselves. Devil takes the people to the highest levels, but drops them from the highest level. This is the third devil which is operational in this world. If people cannot give glory to God, they cannot survive in this world. The devil gives them personal glory and kills them. But if we give glory to God, we live forever. We live forever. And we go and live with him forever. That's the grace God has given you. You will never fall. As long as you humble yourself and empty yourself, and as you are giving glory to God, even tonight, through your life, through your sacrifice, no devil can push you down. He can take you to the highest point and say, fall at my feet and I'll give you the nations of the world. But the word of prophecy will come through you and devil will get away from you. Get thee behind me, Satan. No devil can push you down. He can take you to the highest point and show you, but you will never fall at his feet. You'll always fall at the feet of Jesus. You are under God's glory. You are under God's glory. No devil can push you down. But he comes to kill and to destroy. And fourthly, 2 Corinthians 2:11. He comes to deceive. He comes to deceive. Sometimes he even deceives the brethren. That's what the Bible says. A man was caught by the police once. You know, he had married 5 times. And he had destroyed people. He had 5 wives. And back in India. And they caught him for something. And put him in jail. And the judge had compassion on him. And said, let's give him parole for 2 months. Let him get out. Take care of his 5 wives and the children and come back. I don't know why he did that. But he sent him out for 2 months. And within that 2 months, he married another girl. Deceived somebody else and married that girl. 5 people he cheated. And he cheated the 6th person also. The deception of the devil. He is prevalent in the world. He's acting in the world. He's working in the world. And fifthly, he transforms man into a devil. He transforms man into a devil. Yes, you read about it in Proverbs 27 and verse 4. Envy, who can stand against it? There was a man who wanted to build his house. He was a mason. And the moment he started, his heart had a problem. He was taken to the hospital. In India, you have to pay for the health care. And all his money was drained out. And he went through the surgery, but the doctor said, you can never go back to your work. You can never go back to build houses. You have to take rest. And he lost all his money. He couldn't work. His wife became a maid in a home. And his daughters had to be stopped from the college. They couldn't pay their fees. And he began to drink and drink and drink. And they came to the streets. It was because of witchcraft. Somebody had done witchcraft. They didn't want them to build their house. They wanted their home to be destroyed. They were very prosperous. I hear many people crying, brother, I earn so much, but I don't have any money in hand. I can't pay my mortgages. I tried to build my home, but destruction came. I joined this job, but after that destruction came, Satan gets into human beings and they destroy the lives of others. They become Satan themselves. You read about it in 1 Timothy 4:14 and 2 Timothy 1:20. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm, Paul says, and I have handed him over to Satan that he may not blaspheme. Judas betrayed Jesus as Satan entered Judas, John 13:27, and he became the embodiment of Satan. Man becomes like that. Many young women come and cry because of the atrocities of the husband. There was a young girl who came and said, whole night my husband would beat me. But in the morning he would get up as if nothing has happened. And he would kiss me and love me. Get me dresses, get me food. But in the night he'll become an animal. He would beat me up. And he would say, did I do this? They do not know. Satan has entered them. John 13:27 says, Satan entered Judas, transforming man into Satan. Hitler was used to kill millions. This is one work of the devil in this world. And sixthly, 1 John 4:2 and 3, Satan enters into a person and says, Jesus is not God. You see, the talk shows how they humiliate Jesus. The rock stars, how they humiliate Jesus. Mega hit movies they make to humiliate Jesus. Just to prove Jesus is not God. Just to prove this is not the way of life, the Bible. It's the power of Satan. Alas, they fall. But before that, how many lives they have killed, they have destroyed. Satan works. And finally, he hinders God's servants. 1 Thessalonians 2:18. Satan gets into people to hinder God's servants. That's why Paul says in 2 Thessalonians 3:2, pray for us, brethren, that we may not be oppressed by ignorant and foolish men who have given their hearts to Satan. There was a man who arranged one of our crusades. He welcomed us. He was a professor. And on the first day of the crusade, we had the committee meeting. All the committee members were introduced. And he stood up and he said, tomorrow evening we are going to have the first meeting, but I want to say something, Brother Dinakaran. He said, we want you to preach, but we do not want you to call anybody to give testimony. Here, we want only for you to preach, pray, get down, and leave. No altar call, no testimony. He is the man who is organizing the crusade. And he's a professor, he's a leader of a group. And he says this, and I told him, sir, we can never have a crusade without an altar call or a testimony, because it's the testimony which makes Satan fall and brings glory to Jesus. He said, no, if you do it, I will resist you. But I said, I can't help it. I will go through with it. You won't believe, the next evening, he brought a big crowd in front of the hotel, and they were shouting slogans, and they had given complaints to the police that we were practicing medicine without a license, healing without a license. And, you know, they were ready because of whatever reasons. And evening papers said, will the Dinakarans be arrested today? That was the headlines, the evening papers. But you won't believe, I was praying in my room, and there was big crowds, big shouting on the road. I thought there was a procession that was going. I looked down. They were all shouting. I didn't realize they were shouting against me and my father. I went on to pray. I said, what this noise? I said, it's all right. Noise or no noise. Holy Spirit, have mercy on the people who are going to come to the meeting. You must have mercy. Not even one should go with tears. I knelt down and I began to cry. And the Holy Spirit came and gave me the message for the day. The Holy Spirit said what he is going to do that day. And the joy of the Lord came as this word of prophecy came. I dressed up, and my people came and said, you can't go down, they will kill you. I said, are they shouting against me? 1 hour before, I would have also been broken into pieces in my spirit. But when the prophetical word had come, I rose up like a lion. I said, if God had spoken, then the meeting will go on. Then God will make a way. If I had not received the word from God, then I will also cry. God doesn't let even one of his words fall on the ground. Every word shall be fulfilled. And I said, Lord, thank you because you have spoken. I dressed up, got down, got into the car right before their eyes. You won't believe. As the car left, everyone opened. And the car had to go smoothly. I had to walk through them to get into the car. They were shouting, but they could not touch me. Could not touch my father. My father came late, but I went ahead. And I went to the platform. And the police said, sir, you cannot call people to testify. If you do it, we'll have to arrest you. But I got onto the platform. But that night we saw hundreds of people, demon possessed. They were crying and crying and crying, even as I began to sing the first song, Jesus Calls. I never cast them away, but I had the word from God ready. Word from God ready. And I preached the message of God's love. And the Holy Spirit came, people were convicted. Thousands came and gave their lives to God, crying and crying and crying. In that place, hardly 0.1% were Christians. We had about 60,000 people that night. They came and cried and gave their lives to God. Then I said, you need not come to the platform, but wherever you are, if God has healed you, raise your hand. We will take the mic to you. And we had these big screens. And they began to testify. And amazing miracles began to happen. And finally, that night, because of the huge crowds and the miracles, the next day, the police were there. They were shouting on one side. But on the other side, people were jumping onto the platform. We couldn't control them. They were giving testimonies. I could not walk. I came in crutches. I'm walking. I'm seeing. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And he loves us. Every hindrance was broken. Every hindrance was broken. Mary Magdalene had these seven devils. But in one word, Jesus delivered her. It was a word of prophecy. That word shall come through you, my friends. It shall break open every door. Open every heart, open every life, open every family, open every nation. And God's kingdom shall be established. As I told you today, the Lord told me, your closed doors are being opened tonight. Not just like that, but through the word of prophecy that God gives you. I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. You will see the devils that are working in them, and you will cast out those devils in the name of Jesus. Nothing special, just the name of Jesus, which is so special. The angel used it. The whole hell trembled. You have the name of Jesus. And the testimony of Jesus is prophecy. As you prophesy, speaking the plan of God in the life of that person who is demon possessed before you, or when the demon powers attack you, as God makes you prophesy God's plan, it'll break that power of the devil. The devil shall flee. The devil shall flee. You need not jump up and down saying, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. I've seen people taking the Bible and putting it upon the demon possessed people, and the demon powers will chase them. It's not putting the word of God upon them. It is sending the word of God from your heart as the Holy Spirit gives you utterance, which drives devils. It's coming upon you tonight. The Holy Spirit is here right now. You have the greatest weapon. As God filled Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power, and God was with him. God was with him. From today, you will not walk in the flesh. You're going to walk in the Spirit. And for every circumstance, when the phone rings, before you pick up the phone, the Holy Spirit will speak through you. And it'll be the plan of God coming through that phone call. As the bell rings, it'll be the plan of God coming through your door. As your feet walks, it'll be the plan of God being fulfilled through you. You'll be taken to the right place. And you'll be more than conquerors through him who loved you. This is how things happen. Your own word. It's not yours. It's not just simply reading the word, but the Holy Spirit giving you the scripture. You will see that grace. It comes through prophecy. It comes through vision. It comes through dreams. It comes through the word of God. Every revelation will be backed by the word of God. That is how my life has been. And it stands to touch millions. You saw the millions. God is going to do it through you. Today you may be battling, but that battle is not to destroy you, but it's because of your faithfulness to God. Your faithfulness to God. You are destined to touch millions. Bless millions. Rejoice. The Lord is rejoicing over you. Shall we look up to God? He's here right now. He's here right now. The Holy Spirit is here right now. I don't need to pray a long prayer for you. The Lord is moved with compassion for every one of you. You have been very, very patient, like Job. You've been faithful in the little things that God has asked you to do. Even when you did those little things, how much agony you have had to go through for the sake of Christ. Yet you were patient. You never gave up. The Lord is moved with compassion for you. You are willing to sacrifice anything and everything and anybody for the sake of Christ. The Lord is moved with compassion for you. Sheila, God knows your heart. You have been faithful. God is going to make you a ruler over many. You've been faithful in small things. God is going to make you a ruler over many. That grace is coming upon you right now. The word from God, the prophetical word, shall drive these seven devils. And you will have power to drive these seven devils which are operational in the world. And you shall establish the kingdom of God. The Lord shall establish his kingdom through you as he gives you the grace. This grace. Surrender your life to God. No questions asked. Rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The Lord is rejoicing over you. Don't look at your unworthiness or unworthiness. Don't look at your pain and say, what have I done? Have I failed the Lord? Trust in his love. The Father is embracing you. And the prophetical grace is coming upon you right now. Just praise the Lord. Even as I sing this song, lift up your heart. Jump with joy. Rejoice in your spirit. Because millions are going to be blessed through you. Not by your worthiness or your works, but because you've been faithful. 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 The seven types of devils will flee before you. These are the devils operational in the world. It'll leave people, it'll leave nations. As the prophetical word flows through you, millions shall be blessed. That grace is coming upon you right now. Just rejoice. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Shall we all rise to our feet and sing this chorus? Even as we sing, the grace to receive the prophetical word is coming upon us right now. Would you raise your hearts and praise God with joy? That amazing grace of God from the cross is bringing this grace upon you right now. No devil can stand before you anymore. No works of the devil and works of man shall stand before you anymore. As the word of prophecy shall rise up tonight. It's coming, it's coming. The Holy Spirit is increasing Jesus in you. Just rejoice in the Lord and rejoice and praise Him for His love for you. Hallelujah. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
You were lost once without the prophetical word of God, without the plan of God, without the knowledge of the plan of God, but now you are found. As you have found the grace to receive the knowledge through the prophetical word of God, you are found. You are found. You are found as the servant of God with the power to overcome all the devils. You were lost. You said, I was blind. I didn't know the future. I didn't know the plan of God for my family. But now I see. That is real sight, my brother, my sister. The sight and the spirit. That grace is coming right now. Open your heart and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Receive the grace right now. Receive it right now. Oh, Jesus. The Lord is coming to you. He's coming to you. He's coming to me as never before. As He walked with the two disciples, He's walking with us. We never knew Him before. But now the Word is coming to us. The plan of God through Jesus is coming to us through Jesus. Receive Him. Come on, praise the Lord. And say, thank you, Jesus. You're coming to me. I receive you, Lord. I receive you, Lord. I receive you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let every spirit be open now. He that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. Father, I have brought your word, and we all need you as a reality. Through your prophetical word from this moment as never before, Lord. As never before, Lord. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. The prophetical word shall order it, order it, order it. Give us that grace from this moment in Jesus' name. Help us not to waste even one soul. Help us not even to waste 1 minute of our lives. Help us not to waste it without doing your will and walking in the flesh. No more. No more in Jesus' name. We want to walk only according to your will and see millions blessed through us, Lord. We want to enter into heaven through that, Lord. Come, 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 Lord. Come now. Give us a new heart. New heart, new spirit. Take away the heart of stone. In Jesus' name, we bind it. We cast it out in Jesus' name. We want your compassion that you had for millions, for the nations, for the cities, as you cried for the people and the cities, Lord. That grace is coming upon us, Lord. We receive it. We receive you, Lord. We receive you, Lord, right now.